Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, April 13th, 2023. US equity futures are indicating a slightly higher open, with S&P futures up 0.2% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mostly softer levels in Asia overnight, where the Hang Seng underperformed, with Alibaba leading tech lower following reports of SoftBank selling its stake in the company. European equity markets are firmer in early trade. Bonds are steady to lower, with US 10-year yields flat at 3.42%. The dollar is softer versus the euro and sterling, but flat versus the Japanese yen. WTI crude is unchanged after moving off earlier lows. Gold is firmer. Industrial metals are mostly higher. March FOMC meeting minutes showed that several members wondered whether it would be appropriate to hold rates firm, while some would have preferred a 50 basis point hike absent the then-evolving banking crisis, although both groups ultimately joined the 25 basis point hike consensus. However, many participants said that the developments caused them to lower their range of what would be considered sufficiently restrictive. Meanwhile, March US CPI was cooler than expected, with annualized core services inflation at its lowest level since late 2021, but there was not enough in the data to shift expectations away from a final Fed rate hike in May. Meanwhile, March European Central Bank minutes are due later today, and they are likely to underpin expectations for a further rate increase, with inflation still too high. Reuters reported that European Central Bank officials are converging on a 25 basis point rate increase in May. In other central bank news, speaking at the G7 finance ministers meeting, Bank of Japan Governor Ueda stressed the need to avoid premature tightening, while the press cited the Bank of England's Bailey, who said that financial stability concerns will not impact the inflation fight. On the macro front, the early focus in Europe is on monthly UK activity data, including the latest GDP release, which missed expectations. German final CPI was in line with flash at 7.8% year-on-year. Eurozone industrial production is due later on. In Asia overnight, China export growth unexpectedly swung higher against a consensus for a steeper contraction. Imports also declined at a smaller pace than forecast. Australian March employment growth was much stronger than forecast, while the jobless rate unexpectedly held near a 50-year low. Indian core inflation fell inside the Reserve Bank of India's target for the first time in 3 months, and a weak won drove up South Korean import prices. Due up on today's US economic calendar, initial jobless claims, PPI, and natural gas inventories, while among the companies due to post their results before the open today, Delta Airlines, Fastenal, and Progressive. In corporate news, the Financial Times reported that SoftBank's position in Alibaba will be reduced to 3.8%, with the group having sold around $7.2 billion of Alibaba shares this year through prepaid forward contracts. Alibaba shares closed down around 2% in Hong Kong trading, although this was at the best levels of the day, with shares down more than 4% at one stage. And in Apple news, as the company seeks to expand manufacturing outside of China, the Nikkei reported that Apple is seeking to make MacBooks in Thailand, while Bloomberg reported that the company has increased iPhone output in India to almost 7% of total production, up from 1% in 2021. Asian markets ended mixed on Thursday as equities in the region shrugged off unexpectedly strong Chinese exports. In regional news, Bloomberg reported that China is set to release a plan requiring domestic steelmakers to cap 2023 output at 2022 levels. And Singapore's monetary authority may tighten again on Friday, according to an Economist poll, but some views are pointing to a no-change decision. European equity markets are firmer in early trade. In European news, Banque de France Chief Villeroy said that most European central bank rate hikes are behind us, but noted that core inflation is still sticky and signs of a peak would be the trigger to cease hikes. Bank of England Governor Bailey said that the bank is working on reforms of the Bank Deposit Insurance Guarantee Scheme, raising the prospect of an increase on the current protection. And UK Chancellor Hunt hinted that a general election could be held next spring, as he criticised the IMF's downbeat UK economic forecast. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.